we agreed why the news about the University of Houston's offensive coordinator came out on Saturday morning right before the NFL kicked off for the weekend. And it's because they wanted everybody to forget about it by Monday.
Yeah. That was one of the things. And it's funny because, and I have a great AJ Hoffman like plane story. I went to Chicago at the last minute, didn't take my laptop. I was going to take the weekend off. Then this happens, and I have to weigh in on this. I have to write about this because it's just a shameful move by the University of Houston. And so I wound up having to go and find one of those old desktops that they have in the hotel that I've gotten so used to the
like
Mac.
Like in a place where you're just supposed to like send faxes and emails.
Yeah,
like
there was a fax machine in there. Yeah. And so I'm supposed to, and I'm so used to the Mac now that I'm hitting Command C to cut and paste, and it's not working. But I wrote the article, and there was a lot of response to it. But I think that I got to say, it's not an easy topic because I know at some point, you could say, well, we don't know what they knew, and should a guy be banned for life because of that? But the reality is, and this is pretty simple to me, if I'm the University of Houston, I don't need this. Why even mess with it? There's plenty of really good coordinators out there. It's just, and to do it on a Saturday, they know that it's a chicken bleep move.
Yeah.
Because if you do it during the week, it's going to get play on all the TV shows in town. It's going to get play on the radio shows. But the fact that they did it on a Saturday morning, and it's funny, we're talking to John this morning. He's more pissed off about it than I am. And the fact that they did it then, and they thought, okay, we'll deal with the initial wave of criticism, and then it'll be gone. I really think it was a crappy move. I did a story on it. I'm disgusted.
We had the AD the new AD at UH. We had him on this show, and I was like, man, this guy sounds like he's really got it together. And it's just unbelievable to me that he would sign off on this.
And that's the thing. I mean, I mentioned this. I trust the leadership. It's a really good article, by the way. It's on sportsmap.com. Go check it out. But I trust the leadership over there. That's why I'm stunned that they would make this decision. And somebody tweeted me and said, well, I'm sure glad they're making the decisions and not you. And it's like, I don't care how good you are or how much you trust somebody. People do. You know, people make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. I think this is a big mistake.
Here's the way I look at it. Think of Baylor as a giant case of genital warts. I mean, just imagine that it is what happened there is an explosion of itchiness and pain and rash and exploding genital warts. And they're affected. Now, everyone that came off of that, imagine they're, new girls. This is these are other girls who they were there at the Baylor genital warts party. And they're willing to hook up with you, and they're really hot because they've got, at Florida Atlantic had the number 6 S&P offense.
The guy can coach. There's no doubt in my mind it makes their offense significantly better, and they need to because their offense sucked last year.
And there's no guarantee that if you hook up with this chick, that you're not also going to get those genital warts. Now, you might not. And she may have told you after you asked her, like, hey, did you get those genital warts cleared up? She may have told you yes, but she damn sure doesn't have a doctor's note. So if you want to trust it and you want to just dive right in, okay, but know what you're getting into. You are poisoning your program. And I don't care what anybody says about, well, where's the evidence that Kendall was involved? You know what? Where's the evidence that anyone was involved? It's up at the Pepper Hamilton Law Office. And if we didn't have an attorney general in the state of Texas that happened to be a Baylor alum and was protecting his university, we'd have all seen the full detailed report and we would know every little detail. But that's a different story for a different day. The fact is, where's the proof that Kendall Briles wasn't involved? Where's the proof that... that anybody associated with that program wasn't involved. There's Randy Clements. who wouldn't, you know, sort of flown under the radar because his last name isn't Briles. Where's the evidence that he wasn't involved? And, you know, this isn't just on UH because Arizona State hired Phil Bennett.
Yeah.
And
I think we were critical of that hire.
Yep.
We were critical when Herman hired Horny last
Casey
year.
Horny, Casey Horny, I don't know if Art Briles ever even spoke to Casey Horny. He's like a quality control assistant. He's so low on the totem pole that I don't know if he knew anything. But Phil Bennett? A defensive coordinator? I assume he was in the know on some things.
I don't care if you knew anything at this point. If I'm Texas, I don't need to hire you.
It's not worth it.
I don't need to hire you.
Worth it. Florida Atlantic hired Kendall Briles last year. We were critical of that. But more to the point, Lane Kiffin basically made it known that he didn't care about Kendall Briles' past. He said, listen, it's not my job to make the media happy. It's not my job to make anybody feel good. It's my job to win football games. I mean, he basically flat out said it. Like, and there's no way, because the NCAA is still investigating Kendall Briles, Title IX issues, still investigating him. There's no way that UH could have done a thorough enough investigation, because I don't think the UH is doing a more thorough investigation than the NCAA, do you? Like in a couple days?
I don't know how.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could.
I mean, when did the offensive coordinator leave? When did he pack up and go? Between the final
Mullen,
game and the bowl
Mullen
game.
When Mullen went to Florida, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so he wasn't there for the bowl game.
So Brian Johnson leaves in, let's say, mid-December, late December. So you've had basically 3 weeks to do a thorough enough investigation on something that the NCAA still hasn't wrapped up in a year and a half. But you're sure, you're 100% sure Kendall Briles had nothing to do with it. Give me a break, dude. Give me a break. And I sat here for, I don't know how long it took before of sitting here complaining before Art Briles finally really started to feel some heat and got fired. But I feel like we were on this maybe a year or so before before it was even official, before there was even a lawsuit.
Well, once the stuff came out about the Boise kid.
Yeah, we were still on him.
Yeah.
And
people hated us for it.
People hated it. And I understand if you're a Baylor alum, I understand you hating it because that's your team. But at the end of the day, I also expect you to be a decent human and realize that this guy's a piece of garbage and you should distance yourself from it. And especially at Baylor, where they've now had three major scandals in the last 20 years, 25 years. I mean, it's out of control there. But why even take the risk here?
And that is my point, okay? I get all the moving parts to this, and I understand. Believe me, I understand all of it. I also, I know a little bit about what's going on in that investigation because I got some pretty good sources there, and you know who they are. But I just can't imagine why you would even think about doing this. It just makes no sense. And, you know, I got to say, and I'm really disgusted by some of the responses that I got from people that basically just don't care. It's like, you know, doesn't matter if it makes the team better, is essentially, you know, and stop moralizing and, you know, that's, I guess the guy never gets a job again.
Yeah, no, you don't. There's some things you just don't come back from.
Now, listen, I'm all for second chances in life. If you make a mistake, you know, you get drunk and crash your car and have to go to jail for a couple of years, you shouldn't have to pay for that your whole life.
Right.
You know, it's especially if you go and you clean up but this is different. And that's what people don't get. A parking ticket and murder are not the same thing.
No.
And there is a scale. So, I mean, it's amazing to me that people look at this and from a perspective of and defending these guys. My goodness. I mean, I can't believe some of the, you know, like I said, some of the comments I was getting, and it's just, you know, okay. It's like, dude, you do better reporting. It's like, trust me, my sources on this are pretty damn good. So I am disgusted. And Jong is even more pissed than me. He thought I was too soft on him. So.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty angry when the hires happened, and I had a couple of days to now think over it, and I've come to the conclusion that I will not be attending any games or purchasing any merchandise from here on out until those two are gone.
There you go. Listen, I've talked to a lot of UH fans, and 90%, I would say, are not happy about this. 90% of the people I've talked to, and a lot of people in the program. And I will say it all, I have a lot of respect for the people running that show over there, including Tillman and including Couture, but they screwed this up, letting this hire go through.
I don't understand it.
I don't either. And, you know,
to me, you know what it boils down to? It boils down to they really want to win football games, and that's their priority. Yeah. And that's pretty disappointing.
Yeah. And I think one of the things I said, at best, it's a bad look. At worst, you're endorsing what happened there.
Exactly.
And it's like, oh, well, that's a stretch. Really? It's a stretch for you, maybe, but I guarantee there's a lot of people who, if you were paying attention to Twitter, they were saying just that.